Hey, Bruce, it's Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Great, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to go over your file real quick?
Sure. I'm
Okay.
driving, but that's okay.
Okay. I can try to keep it as short as possible.
No problem.
I got a little bit of feedback from the underwriting department. I wanted to run it by you, see what we're working with here. So just a brief rundown. I know we were shooting for something along the lines of 60,000 and upwards, looking to kind of do that internet marketing campaign, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now some brief feedback for you. It looks like as far as that total amount, it's kind of not going to be on the table at this time. I do have some options for a lesser amount, and really the driving forces behind that were there looked like there were some pretty narrow margins on the ending balances for the bank account, which really limits the total amount that we can do up front. And then kind of another factor was the credit being a little bit below average. I know there was the previous BK, the bankruptcy on there, so that limited the options too. But what I do have, if it's something that we can at least get you started, is I was able to get a couple approvals between 20 and 30,000 for you. So I wanted to check with you and see if, right off the start, if even that amount would be something that you'd be able to get started with.
Well, what are the payback terms?
Sure. So now there's a couple of different options. I don't have the exact payback terms on there, but as far as the terms go, I have an 11-month option and a 6-month option on there. Now, these are basically kind of like almost a starter package where they're set up on short terms. Really, I think really the credit was the limiting factor on there. Usually I see these things go anywhere from 12 to 24 months, but there was some limitations on this file.
Do you
So
mean personal credit or do you mean business credit?
the personal credit that it comes into play when it affects the terms. But what we were able to do is get some short-term options where basically the way that it's set up is if you're able to, if it makes sense to start with that amount and you're able to make the payments on time for the first half of that term. So like if it were 6 months, once you get 3 months into it, then you would have an established working relationship with us and we would open you up to a refinancing option where you can renew the loan, where at that time we would the amount that you were originally looking for would probably be closer to something we'd be able to attain, and the terms would be a whole lot longer. So it's basically kind of like a starter package to establish the relationship. So if it's enough, if the approval amount is enough to get started with, it could be a good stepping stone to get you to where you need to be. Now, on the 11-month option, I have an approval for, it looks like a little over 27,000. And then on the 6-month option, the approval is for 23,000. So on the 6-month, you would be eligible for renewal after 3 months. The 11-month, you'd be eligible for renewal at 4.5 months.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna have to think about it. It's not what I was looking for. Obviously, it
Yeah.
has to be something large. I'll just have to contemplate it and see if it would
Yeah, and
make a
that's kind of
difference
why I
from
wanted to run it
before.
by you right now, is just because I know it was significantly less than what you're originally looking for. But if it is something that you're at least able to get things started and maybe buy you 3 months, at that point, if we're making the payments on time, I'm very confident in saying that we'd be able to get you a much larger number.
Can you tell me what the can you tell me what the I mean what's the word? Can you tell me what the interest rate and what the monthly payments would be, or are they daily payments, or what the
So
terms would be?
it looks like they're both set up on daily payments. I don't have the exact numbers for what they are, but I can get them very easily. All I need to do, I would just need a copy of your driver's license and a voided business check to generate the actual documents, and it will have it all broken down, and I can send them over to you to kind of take a look at.
Okay. All right. Well, you need a business check for that?
Yeah, because in the documents, it's going to have everything set out of kind of the deposit into the bank account, the account number on there, as well as how the payback is going to be structured from that bank account.
Just, but that's so now you're at a point where I'm not, you have executable documents, is what you're saying, right?
I'm sorry?
So that would put us at a point where you have executable documents, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, they would be the documents if you wanted to move forward, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you tomorrow or Friday at the latest.
Okay.
And send you that stuff if I think it makes sense to move forward.
Okay, sure. Sure, sounds good. All right.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, thanks, Loppers.
Talk to you later.